Section 142. Revelation presented by President Israel A. Smith to the General Conference on April 2, 1950. It was considered and approved by the quorums and the conference and accepted as the Word of God to the Church. Provision was made for its inclusion in future editions of the Doctrine and Covenants. In an introductory paragraph, the prophet said, "We approach the General Conference with a vacancy in our official circle. The death of President Garber left the quorum of the First Presidency incomplete. This and other conditions have given me grave concern for the Church. I have earnestly sought divine guidance, and it is with gratitude that I am able to transmit through the appointed channels that which the voice of inspiration directs me to say. To the elders and to the Church, it is wisdom that the leading quorum should be filled. Therefore, to take the place of my servant John F. Garber, whose sacrifices and labor were acceptable to me, it is my will that William Wallace Smith be ordained and set apart to take his place as counselor to the president of the high priesthood and as a member of the quorum of the First Presidency, to which office he is now called. To fill the vacancy thus created in the Quorum of 12, Donald O. Chesworth is called. He should be ordained to the office of an apostle and be relieved of his present bishopric and assume the duties of a special witness in that council. My servants of the Joint Council are commended for the spirit of moderation which they have shown in their deliberations. I have accordingly blessed their efforts, and the cause has been measurably enriched. The Church as a whole is commended for the spiritual growth and the preparation of the priesthood during the conference period, and this necessary work should proceed. It will be profitable for my servants of the eldership to meet often for study, under the direction of those having responsibility to teach, at such times and places as may be practicable, in preparation for the greater endowment of spiritual power which has been promised, and which awaits the time when they can receive it. The hopes of my people and the goals of my Church, while not yet fully realized, and at times and to many seemingly distant, are closer to realization than many recognize. It is yet day when all can work. The night will come when, for many of my people, opportunity to assist will have passed. Your servant, Israel A. Smith. Independence, Missouri, April 2, 1950.